Good morning, 9:30 a.m. on June 27, 2010 in Baltimore, Hunt Valley Marriott. Second day of the Aptavani 12 Shibir Satsang starting off. Second day of the Aptavani 12. Satsang starting off. Deepak Bhai is now in front of the Lord Simandar as he moves over to Mani Purushada, Sri's main image, and our Lord Krishna. There are bows down to the various about four presents. As he showers a whole bunch of petals of roses to Radha Sri. The song says that if you say tomorrow I'm going to follow the five agnas of my Dada, when will that day come? Today is the day. Today is the day that you should be in the five agnas, not tomorrow. These agnas are phenomenal and great. Of my Dada, I have to follow these agnas today, not tomorrow. Because the time will go, but the time on this earth of ours is very limited and very precious. It won't last for long. You never know. And when will you go to satsang? Why don't you get colored in the colors of satsang rather than the colors of kusang, the worldly interactions of life? Satsang is your only place. As he moves over to the image of Niruma and Dada Sri on the left hand side of the stage, hall filled with about 500 to 600 people here. More offerings of beautiful red rose petals to Ma Padmavati. Mahatma believes that there's plenty of time to be in the five agnas, however, and I'll do it later. As Deepak Bhai looks at everybody smiling, Mahatma believes that there's plenty of time to follow the five agnas, and I will follow the five agnas down the line. I will follow the five agnas later. But when this non-self complex, this body is filled with pain of all kinds, when the body becomes diseased, and when every part of your body is filled with all kinds of aches and pains, is that when you are going to be following the five agnas? Why don't you be in the five agnas when you are in full capacity and awareness of the beautiful health status that you have currently, in good position of mind, speech and body? Okay, Deepak Bhai is seated now. We continue now with the satsang. Let's see here. Okay, now where are we on this one?
I don't think we'll know until he starts.
Yes, okay.
We made it to around 30s.
Adjusting the microphone there.
Yeah, I can't see him either.
Just move.
Can I move that?
Yeah. Can you see?
Yeah, yeah. Just as long as you can see.
Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday's session covered the first two chapters, not completely out until page.
Can you hold this? I'm going to go.
Yes.
Let them know.
While they are trying to adjust the microphones and the settings on the main cameras for the worldwide transmission. By the way, this thing is being transmitted live on web TV at dadabhagwan.tv.org. Jai Satchidananda, the awareness of eternal is bliss. I bow to the Supreme Presence, the Pure One, the Divine One within you, with a sense of absolute oneness and total obeisance.
Jai Satchidananda,
the awareness of the eternal is bliss. Did you do the samayik of separation yesterday as we instructed yesterday evening? And there will be a tremendous amount of awareness that will arise in this process. And in this awareness of separation, there is about 70 different ways in which Dada Shri has separated you from the one. When you say it is happening to me, no, it is not happening to you, it is happening to Chandu. I'm getting angry, no, Chandu is getting angry. I'm getting emotional, no, Chandu is getting emotional. You are never getting emotional. There's 70 to 80 different. Chandu Bhai is eating ice cream, you're not eating. You're just the knower of the one who is eating ice cream. He's your neighbor. You are not Richard. Richard is your neighbor. So every sentence is there for you to separate away. This is how you separate. This is how you separate.
Yes.
So do this homework tonight. And do this homework tonight. If Chandu Bhai gives the judgment, then you should be the one. If somebody says Chandu Bhai has no sense, then you say, no, I'm pure source. If Chandu Bhai loses something, you don't never say, I lost it. It's Chandu. If there is a defect in you, you never see you. Chandu Bhai says the defect is Chandu Bhai. This is the way. Why do you have to take on the load of Chandu on you? Chandu means your first neighbor, the file. When the shop is burning, it is Chandu's shop is burning, not yours. It is not you and I are not burning, it is the neighbor's shop that is burning. Why do you take on the load of the non-self over your head? If Artha Dhyan or Artha Dhyan, adverse internal meditation that hurts the self or others, Artha or Artha Dhyan happens to Chandu, you do say that it's happening to you, it is happening to the non-self complex Chandu. If somebody is, if you're talking, you never say you're not talking to somebody. It is file 1 is talking to file 2 or 3 or file X. You are the knower of what kind of talk has happened. So this is what you need to become very strong in. You are the pure soul. And if Chandu Bhai is filled with a lot of wisdom, then that is wisdom is part of Chandu Bhai. If there is a lot of craziness, it is. So if Chandu Bhai has become confused, then he says, is Chandu Bhai.confused.com, not you. You're not the one who is confused. You are the pure soul. The pure soul never gets emotional, confused, etc. It is Chandu, the non-self, that becomes confused. It is Chandu who becomes emotional, not you. So this is how you really need to adjust. It is if you are carried to the jail, you are not being carried. You are not getting old. It is Chandu getting old. It is Chandu who is being put to jail. It's carried to jail. Chandu who is being accused. If somebody is sick, it's Chandu who is become. I'm sick. No, you're not sick. Chandu is sick. So this is a very, very important chapter. So therefore Chandu is separate, Chandu is hungry, Chandu is eating, Chandu is excreting, Chandu is understanding, Chandu is not understanding. All of this thing is of the non-self complex. Chandu has had a stroke, not you. I am seeing the one who has had the stroke. Chandu sustained a loss in the stock market. Chandu is very unhappy. Looks like Chandu is very unhappy, is he not? He suffers a lot, no? No, he is. There was a gentleman who was a neighbor of Dada, but he would come to Dada and sit in satsang but never take gnan. So Dada would say that the entire bottom line of infinite past lives is that I am Chandu, but you have not, that is I am Chandu, but you, unless you get away from I am Chandu, you will never attain anything, even if you are in infinite number of satsangs. If Chandu becomes angry, then say, tell him to do pratikraman. So there are 18 to 20 different such different... So the questioner is also Chandu Bhai, not you. You are not concerned. Even the interpreter of the question says also chando. So these are so many keys that you have. So these are all very great. So you, there are three sentences. Oh dear Lord, within me, Richard is separate, I am separate. Richard is temporary, I am permanent. Richard is... So this in the Charanvidhi, in the blue book, this is a samayik of separation is given. You should have it. You should have such separation within you. You say there are so many beautiful sentences in the Apta Sutras. But he says, Dada Shri replies, it is for the one who wants to understand these Apta Sutras, these 4,237 aphorisms of Dada Shri that are printed out front, and we should, when we get a chance, translate for you. Very beautiful sentences. So then, where the mistake happens, yes, there is Chandubai. Yes, there is Chandubai. But you see, yes, there is Richard, there is Sirish. However, you used to jump and leave your seat, Y capital seat, and move into the seat of Richard and become Richard. But if you become Richard, then the pragna, the awakened energy of the self will warn and caution you and say, hey, come on over here. I am pure soul. And Richard is in his world only. He is on autopilot. The world of Richard is on autopilot. Only. Now, so initially Dada Shri used to separate from externally, however now Dada Shri is the prajna within you, Dada Shri is the awakened energy within you, and this is what we are trying to attain. So, now, Dada, he has not given us a page. He is still just reading off. We have not been given a page number yet.
Okay, so
we have given you the knowledge of separation. But, however, you should understand, you should know the mistakes of the past. You have this is the mistake, the bad mistake of infinite past lives, to remain in the Prakriti, in the non-self complex. I am Richard, I am Nada, I am Jeff, I am Nadian. Yes. It is okay to say so in the yes. However, but within you must have the constant underlying understanding that I am pure soul. So, but the nature of worldly interactions and language is such that it makes you become that. However, scientific circumstantial evidences are the ones that are making you make a cup of tea. The internal evidences within your body demand a cup of tea, and therefore a cup of tea is being made. However, you say, I made a cup of tea. Yes, you are separate from the five senses. You are separate from the demands of the five senses. If the five senses demand a cup of tea, you are not demanding the tea. In that discharging effect of the one who is making the cup of tea, you are the eternal blissful knower and seer of the one who is making the cup of tea and drinking the cup of tea. This is the knowledge of Jnani Purush Dada Shri. And so it says you are separate, Y capital, and you do not need to do anything as far as Chandu and his unfolding life. Chandu Bhai means very subtle ego, and then mind, body, and speech are gross and subtle egos. And so Deepak Bhai has just summarized the whole chapter on page 431. You have come. You have become the subtlest. Everything. The subtler and the gross has all gone to the non-self complex division, and you have come to the level of the. You have come to the level of the pure soul. So. So really you have, the separation has happened and there are all kinds of, initially the understanding must come that I must arise within you that I am separate from this. You will know that Chandubhai has become tanmayakar or engrossed, or he is laughing, or he is sad, etc. If you know that it is Chandubhai who became engrossed, then you are free. This is the sar, this is the essence of the Gita, it is the essence, the bottom line of Samaisar, which is another great scripture of the Jain path. Whereas the Gita is in the Vedanta, in the Vedanta path. Instead of saying that the quality of the self, the nature of the self and the phases of the self are separate, instead of saying that, if you just say this is all belonging to Elisha, this is Elisha is separate, then you are separate from it and therefore you automatically become separate.
Yes.
Initially you must make yourself separate. They are from you first, and then similarly you separate everyone else from their pure source. Wherever you look, just start separating. If it bothers you, if he or she bothers you, immediately recognize that it is the relative self of the thing. What are you concerned with, Chandubhai? It's only five world, and the file one is under the influences of Vyavasthit or scientific circumstantial evidences only. So, therefore, you don't have to really. And also, file 1 will be prompted by Vyavasthit only. The internal promptings of what file 1 has to do will happen automatically. You don't have to do anything. Scientific circumstantial evidences automatically will prompt Richard there, Nada, to do whatever needs to be done. Let us start and commence reading. Deepakbhai says, this morning I read it and said, there are so many all lay by my bhav, all those things that tend to annoy the self, the non-self complex, all that non-self complex bhav intentions, all that intentions that tend to annoy Jeff, Nada, Priya, these are all of the nonsense, but you should never feel that it is happening to you. It should never feel that it is happening to me at all. If the nonsense complex is coughing a lot, and first neighbor, if Chandulal is coughing a lot, then you should know that the cough has increased, but you should never say, I am coughing a lot. Now let us read on page 35. What wavers after nine?
Akho science and world is a puzzle itself. There are two viewpoints to solve this puzzle.
So we are going to read what wavers after gnan.
Relative viewpoint, Chandubhai.
By relative viewpoint, I am Teya. By real viewpoint, I am pure.
So
this is the entire science of this liberation. And the relative is under the influence of scientific circumstantial evidences. And the Vyavasthit is made of infinite spare parts. But we must have the right to move away from the wrong belief that I am this, and we say that this complex is in the form of a file for me and I have to settle it with equanimity, that's all. So now we are going to read this. I think my book is over there.
અને પાડોશીમાં કમાય 2 લાખ ની લોટરી લાગી હોય તો આપણે કઈ આપણે ઘરમાં કઈ શીરો પકાવતા નથી આપણે આજે પાડોશી કમાયા છે ચાલો આપણે શીરો ખાઈએ આપણે ઘરે કાકાની નામ લાગ્યો છે ભાગ્યશાળી કહેવાય ચાલો આનંદ થયો આપણે ઘેરા ઈસી જઈએ આપણે જે રોટલી શાક ખાતા હોય તે જ રાખીએ
છીએ. ઇફ યોર નેબર અર્ન્સ અ લોટ ઓફ મની, do you enjoy it? No, the neighbor is enjoying that money. Is it not? You eat your own meal, do you?
Page 35.
Who wavers after gnana? Questioner. There is awareness after attaining the state of the Shuddhatma pure soul. Then should the awareness not remain at the top? Why does it waver, come and go? This is the Dada Shri is giving the answer of everybody's question. Everybody says, why am I wavering in my decisions of awareness? Why am I emotional? Everybody. sorry, but I am getting full of kashais. I am very greedy. I am very full of pride. I am. Hey, you. It is not you. Your awareness is not moving. Who knows that your awareness has shifted? You are aware. You are awake. And knowing that you have, it has shifted, is that is your awareness. You used to know, but now that you have awakened and you are awakened aware, that means you know. Now you know that it is shifting. But why is it not remaining? Why do you say that? Why? Why do you have to say this thing? Why do you complain? So Dada Shri is giving a good answer. You need to read this over and over and over again. This over and over and over again. Let us read. Dada Shri, it does not waver. What wavers? It means awareness. Awareness. It means awareness. You might be talking about your wife. She is going back and forth. No. It is your awareness. Yes. What wavers is a different thing, and the awareness is different. They are both separate indeed. This is very important. Your awareness is separate, and what happens to Chandubai is also separate. Question: it does not. What awareness? They are both separate. How long is it going to happen? Question: how long is it going to be separate like this? Will they continue to be separate right till the end? Dada Shri, it will be like that as long as files are still there. There is Antaratma, awakened self, I am pure self, as long as there are files. When all the files are cleared, one becomes Param Atma, absolute soul. The question, how long will this last? That is the interference of the intellect. Why is am I not being able to say this? That is another intellect. Will this remain? What will happen to me? That is also intellect. This intellect has to be solved with the prajna of Dada Shri. Even on us, we should just let this, we should just sit in, substitute Dada Shri for prajna. But what do we do? We become the intellect, and then we dance with the intellect, and then we really suffer. Because that means by dancing with the intellect we lose the present moment, and but this pure soul, whatever beautiful time goes away, and then what? So this is how it is happening. So do not lose your, so as soon as you have become awake and aware, keep it separate and move in that direction only. How long is it going to last? If you improve the present, then your future will improve. If you improve your future, then your life after life will improve. Questioner. Yes. The interim government then becomes full government. Therefore, it is these files that are giving the problem. Questioner. Yes. Still, all these files that are there, no matter how bad they are for me, there is no negative inner intent towards them. But when the file comes in front of me, instead of seeing him nirdosh or faultless, flawless, right away, I see him nirdosh later on. Deepak Bhai says, even if you see him flawless little bit later or faultless little later, is that not very good? It's like a tube light. These yellow lights will open up right away, but a tube light will start after a while. But it's a light, after a while the tube light turns on, is it not? Why do you complain about tube lights? No. It is because of the interference of the intellect that the light comes back a little bit later. He says it clearly that I cannot see this him faultless initially, but later on I see him faultless. This is, so let us see how the intellect bothers and upsets you. The awareness is there, Dada Shri says, there, but it is due to past habits you fall short. This is Dada Shri says, this habit, this anadi ni teo, means this old habit, this was your old habit that I am Sirish, I am Chandu, I am Elisha. That is a wrong belief. That is, but the wrong conduct continues from past life. However, the wrong belief has been fractured, and therefore the prajna has to awaken Elisha from inside. It says, Elisha, this is not happening to you. This is your new purusha. If you do not do this, and if you remain in this confusion, then you will lose your valuable time. And therefore, so you can write down 100. You can write down 100 questions and then solve them with the new purusharth of the gnan that you have received. What was wound through ignorance is now being unwound through knowledge. What was created out of ignorance, this non-self complex, is now dissolving through the knowledge of the awakened awareness. This you just need to keep on repeating these sentences of the Dadashri. Dadashri is the prajna within you, the awakened awareness within you. And this will lift your eyes. This is the wrong habit. This is the wrong habit of countless, infinite previous lifetimes. So this samayik etc. This is for to correct it. Questioner, Dada, how can I fall short now that you have placed me in the seat of Shuddhatma? Why do this is a new interference? This is a new Dada Shri. This is Dadashri says, when a man has drunk some alcohol, the effects of the old alcohol still continues. However, he is not drinking any more alcohol. However, the effects of the alcohol still makes him feel that he is a king, even though he may be lying in the gutter. He says, oh, come on, get up. No, I am the king. His hand is in the drain of the gutter. So this is how. Slowly. And when the alcohol totally goes down and then he wakes up with a nice headache, then he knows where he is.
This is
the conviction, the old. So the babbling is from the old effects of the past life. And so the conduct will come later, the page 36 now on Gujarati. And English to Dadashri says, Dadashri says, when someone curses you, you stick your hand in it. When someone curses you, you stick your hand in it. You think that he has cursed you. In reality, he is not cursing you. You are in your own place. Why are you going back there? What does Akram Vignan say? No one is at fault. Doshit. He says, you have to say, Chandu, it must be your mistake. That is why he is cursing you. You should not leave your seat and you should converse with Chandu.
Yeah.
Akram Vignan says, no one is at fault. No one is doshit. Vyavasthit gives the inspiration and Vyavasthit inspires Chandu Bhai, and everything of Richard will run according, and you as the pure soul have to see what is happening to Richard. Is it not easy? The worldly interactions of Richard will happen according to the inspirations of Vyavasthit. We are telling you this on the day of the Jnanvidhi, but you have not listened to the five agnas properly. This is part of the five agnas that you get. This why is because of the old habits. Old habits. Slowly, this will leave. It is the inspiration. We have to keep knowing that. This is all. Just know. The movie does not get tired. The seer does not get tired. There is no effect or asar in seeing. No effect touches the one who is seeing and knowing. No effect touches the one. So the moment you are affected, then know that you have become affected. That means you have become the doer and the sufferer. But if you are the pure, blissful observer and the knower and the seer, then nothing will bother you.
But
you know what is the biggest mistake? To become Elisha is the biggest mistake. To become Richard, that is, I am Elisha is Vibhav, and I am pure soul is Swabhav. I am Elisha is Vibhav. And then the anger, greed, deceit and pride and insistence and all the tree then ends up. So this is the difference between sukshmatam and sukshmatar. This is the difference between the subtlest and the subtler ego. So then there is the gross, there is the subtle and the gross ego, and then there is so the gross karma is unfolding according to the effects of Vyavasthit, and the subtle karma and the subtle also is unfolding according to Vyavasthit. But the problem is between the subtler and the subtlest. And then she says, oh, I am tired, I am beat, I hate it, I don't like it, etc. And so now let's go to questioner. Now, Dada, I settle the file that arose with equanimity. Thereafter, I keep seeing the entanglements and knots that the Prakriti has. Does this process of persistent seeing cleans up the Prakriti? Dada Shri, yes, it does. It will become cleaner and clearer. Your energy to see increases the more you see. And because the energy multiplies, the seeing energy also multiplies. Bliss within increases. When a headache happens, one says, I have a bad headache. He, you, is it your or is it Chandubai's head that is hurting? You are Shuddha Atma, are you not? One would say, yes, I am. It is Chandubai's pain. If you say, I have a headache, when it is Chandubai who is having the headache, then it will have an effect on you. This is the only mistake that you need to remove, says Deepak Pai. The moment you are affected, just immediately separate. Say, who is this happening to? It is happening to Nadiyan. It is happening to... The intellect wants only some proof. So if you give one of the evidences, if you give this non-evidence to the intellect will... If somebody is taking away your purse, if you say, hey uncle, this is my purse. No, this is my purse. We open up the purse and show your name, then say, oh yes, it's your purse. So the intellect will quieten down. So if you, the intellect will say, it is happening to me. So then talk to the intellect and say, talk to the intellect of Alicia. Alicia, it is scientific circumstantial evidences that are causing it. The old studied wrong beliefs are being shattered by this internal conversation with Alicia. As you employ these many sentences that Deepak Bhai just recited this morning, then the setting will happen. Next. Now let us take this now. Then the question is, now he says, I scold other people at the office. He says, no, are you scolding the people at the office or is Chandu? Chandu is scolding. And then he says, then don't take it upon you. Keep it separate. It is, this is the master key. Recognize, if Alicia is scolding somebody, then say, Alicia is scolding. I'm not the one who is scolding. So then you will not have the effects that I did the scolding. These are all various keys to be blessed. Because if you scold a lot, what will people, then you have to tell Alicia, you are scolding other people. What value will you have in front of other people? You know, you will lose your respect in the eyes of other people. And the more you converse with, Dada Shri says, our energies increase with Sanyam Parinam, which is the continence that rises higher above anger, greed, disease and pride. So in other words, not to give in to this weakness of anger, greed, deceit, pride, etc. is called Sanyam Parinam. And to remain separate, not to become engrossed, to become engrossed is the weakness, and to remain separate is to remain continent, and to be continent of the S capital, energy, E capital. And if you can remain in your own energy conservation mode, then you will be able to see that in the others too, and to see the separation in others too. This is how beautiful it is. So this is how. So now on page 37, Dada's vision of separation. Okay, go back to page 36. Deepak has decided to read, the one doing the scolding is not the self. Questioner, let's read it. Questioner. The one doing the scolding is not the self. Questioner, I have to scold people at work. I have to tell them off. But then I feel bad that why did I have to be instrumental, Nimit, in telling someone off like that? Dada Shri. What it is that you are not the one scolding her. You, Y capital, are you the one doing the scolding or is it Chandubai? The questioner, Chandubai is doing it. Dada Shri, so then you are not to take the responsibility. You have to tell Chandubai what will be your worth. If you scold too much, you will lose people's respect. This is what you have to tell. Questioner, many times I become so helpless against the forces of nature that at that time no knowledge or such things become helpful. There what should I do, Dada Shri? Dada Shri, you have become Shuddha Atma, and Shuddha Atma can never become helpless, can it? Shuddha Atma can never become helpless. It is happening to the non-self complex Chandu. So then you should talk to Chandu and say, hey Alicia, remember that day you were flying so high and today you are down. And so you keep it separate. You should not become Chandubai. If you do, then the responsibility falls on you. Have you decided who you really are? Chandubhai is your relative state. Hence, you do not want to become that. And this is what happens, says Deepakbhai. There are two responsibilities. If you become Chandubhai, if you become Richard, there is a suffering, and then it is not only the suffering in this life, but also there is a carryover in the next life because it remains pending. So never enter the seat of Richard, Jeff, Nada, Priya, etc. So this is very critical. Remain in the seat of the self. This is the bad habit of countless previous lifetimes, and so there is the effect. The moment there is the effect, therefore you keep it separate. The cue is to take, or the cue is this initial vibration of the effect within. And then Dadashri has said that in all those matters where the world does not touch you, that means in those matters you have become liberated from the world, and that is your moksha. And so why is it not affecting you? Because you're not entering into the seat of Elisha or Richard, that's all. And if you are in the seat of the S capital self, nothing will touch you. Next one, Dada's vision of separation on page 37. The questioner: how should a Mahatma's conduct be like towards another Mahatma? This is Bhikkhu who says, listen everybody, Dadashri. It should be this. He should be the self and not allow Dehadyas, I am Chandubhai, to arise. Question: so the bottom line is that one should remain constantly in the self as the self? Dadashri says, Deepakbhai says, even a donkey remains as a donkey, does he not? So then what is the difference between you and a donkey? You do not have to be the body, be the self. Supposing you're eating. If you are eating the food, he says, don't you not say? You know, he says, if your neighbor has, there's something lacking in the plate of the neighbor, do you not say, would you please give something in the plate of the neighbor? So keep the separation, please give something. Inside, don't say, give me a cup of tea, give me a piece of cake. You should just say, okay, give. You know, treat this body complex as the first neighbor, as you would treat a neighbor. My neighbor has something different in her plate, please give her something or give it something, and then you're separated, and that is your separation. So what else is there? Even a donkey lives in the body, and so do you. So what is it? So where is the difference? None. It all goes to waste. Questioner says, it all goes to waste. Dada, how long do you keep seeing your neighbor? Dadashri says, very well. I know he's a very good man. Patel is a very good man.
Dadashri used to say.
Dadashri says, I keep knowing that Patel is a good man. I know that he's a very good man from a very young age. He is a very good man. There is no interference from him, no problems from him. He does not need anything. There is no harassment from him. He has no problem whether you make him wake up early or late. When you tell him that Mahatmas are downstairs, he will get up, get ready and be downstairs within half an hour. Do you think that he gives me any problems? M capital here? No. No. Not only does he not cause any difficulties for me, but he does not never create any difficulties for Hirabhai. But your Chandubhai gives problems for his file number 2, does he not? He does not even, Chandubhai does not even trouble the wise.
That is,
I see it separate from the point of view that Deepakbhai has just shifted.
He says,
Elisha sees this room with his eyes, and then what Elisha is saying, I see with my vision. Elisha is seeing this with her eyes, and what she is saying, I am seeing it with my V capital vision. This is the Swapar Drashti, the Swapar vision. I am this. This is the talk on the Potapano, the I-ness in Atavani Nai, the highest levels of Sukshmata ego level. If I am not that which requires two evidences to happen,
if,
the doer is the basis of evidences, whereas I am beyond any evidences. For me, no evidence is required, so I am beyond any evidences. And then if you can become entrenched in that, then you have, that is the core foundation, and then the entire building will be very strong on the path of liberation. Next, let's go on.
Page 39.
Okay, so now we are going to go on who slipped in awareness. Dada has given, page 39. Dada has given us the knowledge of separation, Veda Gnana, and has separated us. I am separate, exactly separate. But Chandubhai still remains, does he not? However many years there are, he is going to remain. Will he not? Will Chandubhai Pudgal not remain? Dada Shri. Of course it will. That Pudgal will still remain. You have surrendered that Pudgal. Now it is dependent on Vyavasit. It will continue to revolve according to Vyavasit. You just have to keep seeing what the Pudgal is doing. That is your Purushartha. So the entire Chandubhai, entire Alicia Jeff Nada is under scientific circumstantial evidence. Now this next question is important. What is Do I have to keep on seeing or do I have to warn the Pudgal? This is an important one. Questioner. I should keep seeing, but should I occasionally caution the Pudgal or not? Dada Shri, yes, you should caution it. But you should not do that when it enters into a you should do it into a slip state of awareness or ghaflat, slipping from the vision of the self to the vision of the self only, S capital to S. Yes, questioner, yes. But he is being careless all the time. Dada Shri says, no. This is very subtle now. You see, if Alicia makes, mistake, that is not called a mistake. But if you become Alicia, that is a mistake. What is slipping in awareness? Alicia. If you become Alicia, that is called ghaflat, that is called the lack of awareness. Instead of seeing Alicia, if you become Alicia, that is the slipping away into, from awareness, from the S capital into the ELF small self. Because Alicia making mistakes or not making mistakes is part of scientific circumstantial evidences, and people will correct Alicia. But you must never slip from your state of the self into Alicia. No. Yes. No. It is the unfolding effect of karma that makes one do all that. But you should not go around with these eyes open. But you should go around with these eyes open and be vigilant. That is all. That is all. There should not be any misuse of it. Otherwise, that awareness of seeing will become dim. You do not have to do anything. But if you keep seeing, keep seeing. The one who is in Agnas is seeing Chandubhai for sure. So you don't have to say anything to him. But if he is not seeing, then you have to caution. Why are you applying agnas? The agnas are for to remain in the knowership of what Alicia is doing. If you are in agnas, then you don't need to caution Alicia. So Dada Shri says, the one who is in agnas, I don't need to really caution him. But if you are not seeing Alicia, then externally Dada or internally Pragna will caution you. This is a very big key here. This is a very big key for you. And this is one thing that needs further elucidation in satsang, which I'm sure the more questions are going to come this morning on this. So just become aware of what Chandubhai is doing only and be the Gnata Drashta of Chandubhai only.
કોઈ પણ પ્રસંગમાં આમ ચંદુભાઈને જોવાને બદલે તમે ચંદુભાઈ થઈ ગયા એ કાફે
ગાફે એ સી ત્યારે આપણે શું કહેશું કે ઇફ યુ બીકમ ચંદુભાઈ હી ઇઝ જસ્ટ રિપીટિંગ વોટ વી જસ્ટ રીડ ઓકે નાઉ વી ગો ઓન પેજ 40
પ્રશ્ન કરતા
ક્વેશ્ચનર
જાગૃતિ જે વાત કરીને જાગૃતિમાં રહેવાની ને ચેતતા રહેવાની એની આપણે વિતરણ કરીએ છીએ વિવરણ કરીએ છીએ
The awareness that you talked about, yes, you talked about remaining in the awareness and heeding caution, that is what we are talking about, discussing here. Page 40 now. Yes, yes, that is correct. This talk is for the one who can remain Gnata Drishta, and when one cannot remain in awareness, you are to tell him, go about with your eyes open and do not lose awareness. Vyavasthit is going to run everything, but there should not be any laxity of awareness. And the one who remains an overseer, for him there is no issue of slipping from awareness. There is nothing else. You are the overseer of what Chandu Bhai is doing. Now, if you can remain in awareness of what Chandu Bhai is doing, then your train is on the path of liberation and it is not slipping in awareness. The prajna's open eyes means the eyes of the awakened awareness or the eyes of prajna, questioner. So Dada, in any situation, if I become Chandu Bhai, instead of remaining the knower of Chandu Bhai, is that being ga-fail or slipping in awareness? Yes, that is considered as being ga-fail. It is ga-fail to become Chandu Bhai in any situation, instead of remaining as the knower of Chandu Bhai. What we are saying is, at that time, go about with your eyes open, and this is the awakened awareness. Questioner, yes, but sometimes the eyes open after it happens. Dada makes us aware that this has happened, but now start saying it. Dada Shri says, yes. Therefore, in that situation, keep your eyes open. You have to maintain the awareness. That happens, does it not? You do not have to come to Dada, do you? You do not have to come. Dada doesn't have to come to you. The science is doing all that. You do not have anything to worry about. The whole thing is happening spontaneously and naturally. It cautions you. People say that they cannot experience the self. Hey, you, does it not caution you the whole day long from within? Yes, that is the self itself. Who else is going to come to do so? Is there some outsider who is stuck inside you? This prajna, the awakened energy, the liberating energy of the self, is going to take you all the way to nirvana, the final moksha. The more you value this S capital self, the more the prajna will shine brightly, and the more you devalue the non-self complex, the more the self will. Yes, you must remain. So now he is going to read. So Dada Shri is telling you all the way on page. Deepak Bhai is just not marked these pages for reading, but he is just reading directly, and he is reading very fast here. So you just have to, yeah, this is all in your reading section, so if you can catch up with it. So throughout, you can condense the science. Keep Richard separate, and if Richard makes any errors, make him do the adhikramans. And if he becomes weak, and if he cannot see the mistakes, his own mistakes, then make him ask for the energies to see the energies. You can remain separate, and you can, by remaining separate, you can, on page 43 now. Okay, now on page 43, Chandu Bhai is in remorse and you are in Gnana. That is what we are going to read now. So in your free time, please study this awareness of separation very, very, take your time. And also, and also conversing with the self, small self. Chandu Bhai is also very beautiful. This is gorgeous science unfolding in front of you. If you can get this in precision, in an exactness, without slipping, then your two tracks of the railway lines will move very beautifully and smoothly, and you will not shift. Chandu Bhai is in remorse and you are in Gnan, page 43. Up until now, you are saying that it happened to me, and after Gnan, you are not in agreement with him when he says it happened to me. Hey, how can it happen to you? Dada has separated you. Have you not been separated? Now, from now, after awakening in this Gnanvidhi, do not ever say that it is happening to me. Do not side with him. Dada has separated you, has he not? Krishnari, I am separate for sure. Dada Shri, yes. So, should you not remain separate? The whole world is suffering psychologically by saying, it is happening to me. One will say, my own brother-in-law curse me out. This, just imagine, just a psychological effect, is it not? Such a simple psychological. My own brother-in-law chewed me out. He is not your brother-in-law, for heaven's sake. He is a pure soul and you are pure soul. There are two putgals interacting and fighting, two non-self complexes cursing each other out. You are to see one neighbor cursing the other neighbor. What's up? And you are the blissful observer and then seer of it all. And this is, and by saying that it is happening to me, you take on the load and suffer so much. And all these situations are changing in nature. And the moment you put your hand in it, you will also be caught up in it and you will also move like a yo-yo with it. And therefore, to separate from this suffering is saying, it is not happening to me, it is not my nature, it is not I. Dada Shri. Yes. 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 So you should remain separate. So should you not remain separate? The whole world is suffering. It is also wrong not to be remorseful for making a mistake. Says there, it is very important. He says so. Therefore, the Bhagavad is now emphasizing that it is important that the remorse must happen within too. So this is a stepping. If you do not even believe that there is a mistake, then there is an error too. And so then once she agrees that yes, it is a mistake, then there is remorse, and then beyond remorse there is the pratyakyan. It is also wrong not to be remorseful for making mistake. There should be remorse for sure. You have to continue to know that Chandubhai is being very remorseful. You have to put him on his shoulder. Correction, you have to pat him on his shoulder and comfort him. If one takes the support of this and stops being remorseful, then it will remain unfinished. Remorse should be there for sure. So, when he is being remorseful, you should tell Chandubhai, now do pratikraman for the mistake and do pratyakhyan. I am by your side. Am I not? Come on. Ask for the energy. This is akramika. If you remain separate, then you will be able to guide her very beautifully. You will have to. If you are separate, then you can guide her very beautifully. But the moment you say, oh, this is a terrible thing has happened, then the suffering, then you will not be able to shift her from the suffering. You remain separate in your blissful self and then guide her very beautifully. This is the balance. The imbalance happens because of becoming engrossed, becoming Alicia, Nada, Jeff, Priya, Teya, etc. And so, slowly practice this thing. In every little matters, and smallest matter, separate it. This is Teya's, this is not mine. Come on, wisen up. Be normal. Don't fly high. Don't get depressed. If she is not suffering, if she is not being remorseful, then tell her to be remorseful. If you want to make vegetable curry, you make it for one person. Let me make it for myself, for one person. And then slowly, when you know how to make it very tasty, then you can make it for 5 people or 25 people. So this is how the energy increases. So in small matters, first try it out for yourself. And so as you're having your breakfast, having your cup of tea or cup of coffee at Starbucks, wherever, you know, keep it separate and converse with the one who is enjoying the cup of coffee and then keep it separate. Now this is the next thermometer. Now that we are reading, in the eyes of people, are you Shuddha Atma or Chandubhai? This is the first question asked to you in the beginning of the five Agna. This, you are the Pudgal. The non-self complex must be leaning towards the S capital self, Atma Pakshi Pudgal. Then you will become a god yourself. It should lean towards the S capital self. In the eyes of the people, are you a Shuddha Atma or are you Chandubhai? When will people come to you? Mangaldas is a Mangaldas. Power, the middleman, the ego complex is in the middle. is the one who is awakened will become the Gagan. But the people will see the body only, right?
But
the people will continue to see the old Elisha, is it not? But no, you are a Mahatma, the awakened one within. And so one day you will become a Nani and Vidra. The inner one with the awakened awareness is becoming a Nani. Elisha, the Malisha, Mangaldas of Elisha, the external body complex form will remain as it is. Then she will become a Mahatma, and then she will become a Gnani, and then she will become a Keval Gnani, the absolute Gnani. So from the Gnanvidhi you become a Mahatma, you have to become a good Mahatma, a perfect Mahatma. And we will come to that later on. We'll be talking about reading what is the ideal state of a Mahatma. That means the awakened aware state. You are the Pratiti Atma. Pratiti Atma means the conviction Atma, and then the aware Atma, and then there is the experience Atma, experience self. So
now,
the pratiti, the conviction has happened through the grace in the Gnanvidhi. But the awakened awareness, Atma, will happen when people start seeing a visible change in your conduct around you. Oh, Elisha has become such a nice lady. She has become a Mahatma. One likes to be around her. When will people come to you? When your conduct, vartan, is good. When will they know that you have become a Shuddhatma? Right now, they only know you as Chandubhai, do they not? And you know that I am Shuddhatma. Your knowledge is different from your knowledge. Exterior people know that he's an engineer, a mechanical engineer from BJTI, and he's Deepak Pai. But you see, then they don't know where I am at from within. When will people know that you are a pure soul? When you become this pure soul. When your conduct becomes like that of your Jesus. And you know that I am Shuddhatma. Your knowledge is different from their knowledge, is it not? Yes, Dada Shri. So people do not know that you have become a Shuddhatma, a pure soul, do they? When is one considered to have become a Shuddhatma? When your external conduct turns around, that is when they will know. Page 44. External conduct. The external conduct, which was with anger, greed, deceit, and pride, has now changed to an external conduct, which is without any anger, greed, deceit, and pride. Without any kashay, initially we used to be egoistic, we used to be high on a horse. Now people see you as a natural one, without any ego, easygoing, simple, and now you have become a Mahatma, you are humble, etc. So people do not know that, but it will be different when they do. Would anyone become your disciple right now? No. Why not? They see you saying, would anyone become your disciple right now? No. Why not? They see you saying and doing wrong things, do they not? The question is yes. They will see the conduct. Dadashri, the world is such that it will become your disciple when you do something for it and make it happy. Even if you were to explain to him the Gnan, he will know that you are using Dada's words. When you remain in the Shuddh Atma Swarup, when you remain as the Self, and when you talk, and when they feel the bliss, that is when you will become like that. Then you will become like that. You see? The difference is by speaking as Elisha versus by speaking as I am pure soul, and in the realm of the pure soul. This term is, there is no rush for it. This state is coming for you. The time is coming for you. Then people will revere you. You have to be the Self as capital, and then observe the speech of Elisha as it is unfolding through the vocal cords of Elisha that are not yours. Then people will revere Elisha. Then people will look up to you. But right now, so you have to first make, you have to first make Alisha your disciple. Do you understand this? See, you have to make Chanduka your disciple. You have to make Teya, Nada, Jeff your disciple. Until that happens, that one has to become Lagutam, the lowest of the lowest, humbler than the humblest, and then do you understand this? So you have found a great disciple in Alisha. Tell her, hey, do this and do that. You should caution her, make him understand, her understand, show her her mistakes, make her do pratikraman. This will be more convenient. Even if I were to tell them, how many people would listen to me? But if you were to tell him, Chandubhai would listen to you. But if you, the ego will arise, from within talk to Chandubhai, this first neighbor of yours, file number one of yours, then she or he will listen. Dada Shri says, yes, your own Chandubhai will listen to you. This is a very beautiful experiment. And just caution her, make her understand, make him do pratikraman. This is caution it, then make him understand, then show him the mistakes, and then make him do pratikraman. This is very, very critical. Then the very beautiful changes will arise within her conduct. One has to become his own disciple. Make Chandubhai your disciple. Who else would become your disciple? Will anyone become your Chandubhai's disciple? Will anyone become Chandubhai's disciple? Even your wife will not become your disciple. So then who will become your disciple? And even the wife should remain the disciple of the husband. Okay, you should just, the wife should become subservient to the husband. Just Deepak Bhai just said that. Why don't you, looking at the female section, Deepak Bhai just said, the wife should become the disciple of the husband. Questioner, no one would, Dada. What you are saying is absolutely wonderful. Dada Shri says, just as this man's file number one becomes his disciple, Chandubhai becomes your disciple. Everyone becomes our disciple. Everyone becomes our disciple. Dada Shri's disciple. So when you become like me, M capital, people will become your disciple. Deepak Bhai says, we don't need to make everybody our disciples. Right now, let us just make only one disciple, our own disciple. So this is just a sample. This is the goal. If you can, if only five people's mind becomes subservient to you, then you will know that your own mind will become subservient to you. You don't need to have control over the mind of five people, but this is a thermometer. The more pure you become, the more you become free from kashais, the more the reverence will arise for others around you, and there will be five people who will become subservient, whose minds will become subservient to you, will become adin to you. And this is what, so this is the end of chapter 1.2 on page 44 now. Okay, now on page 18, Nirumas is giving her own experience on page 18. This is also on the Guru Sisai disciple. This has been translated in English on the web. One day, Deepak Bhai, Dada tells me, why don't you keep one disciple, Dada? Niruma said, no, I'm not going to keep this. No, in Akram there is no disciple. Dada Shri says, no, why don't you, what's wrong with making one disciple? Niruma says, no, let me remain at your feet, Dada, please let me remain. Why make a disciple? Dada Shri says, please, why don't you make Niruben your disciple, says Dada. This is, why don't you make Niruben? This is, then I understood what Sahaj Atma Swarup Param Guru. This is that, from that point on, my pure soul is the Param Guru, the absolute self, and master within, and Niru, the file number one, became the first disciple within me. And this is in the editorial on page 18, which has not yet been translated, and it's not available to you yet. 3. Oh dear Lord, you are separate and Richard is separate. Oh dear Lord, you are relative, real and Richard is temporary.
You are
permanent, this is, and Richard is temporary. And so in this entire day, let me remain separate within this. Yes, there are separations. Yes, there is. The separation is critical. First step is separation, and then you are left with the junk within file number one. The anger, greed, deceit, pride issues that are within file number one. Having separated, then you are aware of the junk, and then that is how you proceed. The first step is most critical. In the entire book of Pratikraman, that the bottom line of the entire book of Pratikraman is that you have to separate Chandubai first and then do the Pratikraman. You are not to do the Pratikraman yourself. And then now how do you experience that? So now we are going to page 1.3. Now on page 45 we are going. Now we are taking a break now. Alright, so we have another translator coming. Thank you very much. So now, as he is doing...